After one, Penn 11, Warsaw 11. Spencer's sitting here looking at me like, what do you mean the stats didn't go? Well, because they haven't come yet. I don't know. It'll be here. It'll be here after it's too late for me to give them. Oh, I love these guys. I give them such a hard time. They do a lot for me. I appreciate them very much. Warsaw with the ball to start quarter two in an even up 11-11 game. Bricker picked up his dribble. Needs help. Got rid of it to Berger. We've got a most of the timeout was spent explaining to him why that shot at the end of the quarter was not a good idea. Bricker left wing, up the baseline and good. Skips it all the way across. Wait, offensive foul. Bricker did not stop. Finn took the charge. Bricker with his first foul. That's the first against Warsaw in the entire game. And Penn has a chance for their first lead of the game this trip. Bring it up is Ethan Good, slowly against Berger. Right side for Obedient. New guy in there, that is Peyton Miamba. That's who we saw in the JV game. Up the baseline, a whistle. Oh, there's another foul on Bricker. Bricker gets two fouls in a span of about 20 seconds. With 7:15 left to go in the second quarter, he'll have to come to the bench. And Brant Martin checks back in. Good to throw it in on the baseline left in the court to our left. Well, they inbounds, they lob in for Miamba. He hands back to Good. It was not a clean handoff. Good spins down the lane against Berger. Off balance shot, no good. Rebound, Bedient back up and in. Two rebound baskets for Bedient. Penn has their first lead, 13-11. In transition, Carson Gould drives in the lane, surrounded into the corner. Martin, he'll shoot for a three. Good. Brant Martin from the deep left corner. He puts it in. Warsaw back in front, 14-13. 1:13 gone here in quarter two. Hawthorne back out there for Barrett Kuhlman and Penn. Down the block. Pass went through Biamba's hands. He lost it. He got it back. He lost it again. Penn gets the loose ball. Good for three, no good. A whistle and a foul called against the Kingsmen this time. Miamba with the foul, his first. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Jaeger in for Berger at 6:33 of the second. So it's Sullivan, Gould, Jaeger, Martin, and Finlinson out there for Matt Moore. His fourth season of Warsaw, record of 51-28. Gould across the line, middle of the court to Finlinson, left side to Martin. Back out to Robbie. Now he'll dribble left. Gets the elbow. Backdoor cut, Martin. Hard to the basket. He scores. Beautifully set up by Finlinson on the backdoor cut. In transition, Hawthorne the other way. Tigers lead by three. Hawthorne against Gould. Can't get past him. Out top to Good. Right corner for Miamba. He shoots a three-pointer and hit it. That's his sixth three-pointer for the varsity, and we are all tied up at 16. And that one, he had Jaeger running right out at him. He did not care. Martin lobs down to the baseline. Jaeger had the ball knocked out of his hands. Gets it back, slips it inside to Sullivan. Sullivan makes a head fake and a drive and a shot that's off the top of the backboard. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Miamba for Penn. They have a chance again for the lead. Miamba in transition for three. Not this time. Good block out by Sullivan. He grabs the rebound. Bounces backward to Gould. Gould races up the right side. In the corner, Martin a catch and shoot three. Book it. Brant Martin's got it going on here in the second quarter. 2 3-pointers, 8 points of the period, now 10 of the game, and Warsaw leads again, 19-16. Our third lead change of the opening half. Hawthorne right wing, into the corner, Good. Started in, now we'll take a look. Now Good mishandled, picks up his dribble out on the right. Finlinson not really pressuring. Finn, near side Miamba, up the baseline, ran out of space, ran over Sullivan. Oh, they call a blocking foul on Robbie Sullivan. Tough call there, especially when Bricker got a charging foul on the same call earlier. 1, 2, 3 subs in. Bonner, Miller, Brown, and McCullough all check in. The second group basically checking out. Miamba stays in there. Bonner to throw it in baseline left in the court to our left. Are they inbounds? Bonner looking. Looking, lobs it out top. Miamba out near the timeline. Right side to Miller. He's been very quiet so far. McCullough on the block. Spins baseline into Martin. Shot it. No good. Jaeger controls the rebound. Tigers by three with the ball. 4:45 left to play first half. Gould up the far sideline. Starts to angle in. Takes it all the way to the right wing. Dumps it down to Martin. Ball tipped out of his hands from behind. And it's taken away by the Kingsmen. Again, looked like he got fouled from behind. They're not calling that tonight. Bonner on the drive. Puts it up. And it's going to be a foul on the Tigers on the floor. Finlinson with the foul, his first. That'll be the fourth foul against the Tigers in this quarter. Martin comes out, Bricker back in with two fouls. And on the inbounds, Bonner will play it in from the baseline right at the court to our left. On the inbounds, Bonner lobs it out. It was wide to Miller, but he's able to keep it in right in front of Dwayne Lewandowski at the scorer's table. Out to Bonner. Bonner backs away from Finlinson. Finlinson peeking around left and right to see what's coming. What's coming is Brown, and Brown gets the ball. He'll drive into Jaeger. Flip it up underhand. No good. Back tapped out. Finlinson tips it. Bricker takes it for the Tigers. Sullivan. Quick up court pass to Carson Gould. He's guarded by Bonner. Carson dribbles all the way from the near side of the far, then back to the middle. They hedge the screen. Brown picks him up on the switch. Carson beats him on the dribble, drives in. Forced up a tough one in the lane. It's good. Hit the front of the rim and just kind of sat there for a minute, and it goes in, and the Tigers have the lead up to 5 at 21-16. 3:44 left to play first half. Biamba in the corner, out to McCullough. Back in the corner, Miller. He'll step back for a three, and it's no good. And Jaeger had the rebound knocked out of his hands, and Bricker saves it in. Bricker saved it in the far corner. Tigers in control of the game at the moment, leading 21-16. 3.5 minutes left to play here before halftime. Gould fakes, drives to the free throw line. Looking for a backdoor cutter. Nobody there. Now Finlinson's got it right wing to the corner to Sullivan. Back out to Robbie, and now to Carson Gould. Gould with 3:13 left in the half. Drives against Bonner, right wing for Bricker. Bricker with a jab step and another against Miller. Backs into the corner, picks up his dribble, finds Jaeger in the wing. Now Finlinson. Finlinson to a cutting Bricker in the lane on Miller. He'll shoot it underhand and score. Bricker was at the right edge of the lane, came back to the middle, scooped it up and in. It's 23-16 Tigers. Warsaw scored the last seven. Bonner out top, Miller to the left corner for Miamba. Miamba will dribble up to the wing, up to McCullough. Looking for a backdoor cut by Miller. Oh, he threw a pass and it was tipped back to him. He'll flip it back to Miller, who shoots a contested three, and it's good. His second field goal, he's got five. And it's a dry spell for the Kingsmen. Warsaw leads 23-19 with 2:20 left to play in the second. Gould walks it across the line. Bonner, chomping on his gum, is right there with him. Carson bounces to Robbie, who hands it back to Carson. And Brown knocked the ball free. Carson's trying to grab it, and we're going to have a held ball. And Penn is going to get the alternate possession. He tried the handoff, and it was not a clean handoff, to say the least. Bricker comes out. Again, he played, what, 3.5 minutes with two fouls in the second quarter? Out of bounds to Penn. They'll bring it up. Across the line goes Hawthorne, far side of center. Drives in, throws it back to Bonner. Finlinson about 8 feet from him. Bonner now starts the drive down the right side, flips it back to Miller. Miller on the wing to the top of the circle, lobbed to the near side to Hawthorne, down to the corner for Brown. Brown back out to McCullough. McCullough behind the back dribble, top of the circle, gives back to Miller. Sullivan beat him to the spot, would have let him continue the weave. 1:35 left to play here in the first half, of the Warsaw fans and the Warsaw bench love the defense here this trip. Bonner, right side, Miller. Miller looking for cutters, nobody open. Brown will swing it around to McCullough, down to the baseline. Bonner fakes on Finlinson, puts it off the glass, too hard, no good. Got his own rebound, put it back up, blocked by Jaeger. He got it again, put it back up and in, and a foul. They got three chances there. Jaeger ends up with the foul, his first. That's five team fouls on Warsaw this quarter. Penn's been called for one. Gould back to the scorer's table to check in. Brown with his first 2 points. He averages 13 a game. Brown and Miller average together about 27 points a game. At the moment, they only have seven. We have 1:15 left in the half. What you hope is a play like that doesn't get Brown going. And Maverick, the 6'1 junior, shoots it up and rolls it in. 23-22. Warsaw's seven-point lead quickly has disappeared after the three-pointer, after a three-pointer and a three-point play. Martin to the right, picks up his dribble, bad pass, taken away. Brown the steal, ahead to Bonner, into the right, put it up, missed it! And the rebound's grabbed by the Tigers. Martin with the rebound, outlets to Gould. Warsaw dodges a huge bullet there. Finlinson on the near side, back across, bad pass, Finlinson, Bonner the steal, and the dunk. Just a careless pass, and Penn has the lead, 24-23. And the net got stuck after the dunk, so they stopped the clock with 42 seconds left. Bedient's going to come in for Miller. And they're going to go 1-3-1, I think. Well, it's going to be a half-court trap anyway. Maybe a 1-2-2 trap, 39 seconds left. Gould across the line, right into a trap. Needs help, threw it across the top. Martin got shoved into the backcourt, and a foul's called on Brown. It was a bit of a delayed whistle, but they did get that right. The foul is on Brown. That's his first. It's only the second against Penn this quarter. So with 32.4 left, Warsaw will play it in. At the volleyball line extended on the far side. Into the backcourt it goes to Gould. Near side, Finlinson. The backside is wide open. If Warsaw can get it there, Gould. Left side to Bricker, 23 seconds. Luke. Bounces to the midcourt circle. Gould down the lane. Back to Finlinson. Finlinson picks up his dribble. Lobs it out top. Tipped by Brown. Taken away by Brown. Ahead to Bedient, and he lays it in. 7 seconds left. Tigers down by three. Gould across the line into a double team. Got spun around. Lost the ball. Foul call. It's a non-shooting foul, though. It's only the third against the Tigers with 2.2 left. Foul is on Bedient. That's his first. So Warsaw will play it in for the baseline with 2 seconds to try to stem the tide here. It's a 10-0 run by Penn. Gould will throw it in. Looking, looking, and still looking, and he threw it away. Hawthorne knocked the ball out of bounds, and it's going to belong. Oh, the buzzer sounds, and that's the half. Strong finish to the first half by the Kingsmen. Their defense takes over. They outscore Warsaw 15-12 in the second after trailing by seven. They score the last 10 points of that period and lead 26-23 at halftime. First half scoring comes your way next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Al Rhodes Kingsmen Court. Warsaw trails Penn 26-23 at halftime. First half scoring for the Kingsmen. Casey Finn off the bench with three. Dominic Bonner held to just 2 points in the first half. That was that transition dunk. Trey Miller, a two and a three for 5 points. He's their leading scorer. He usually averages 14. Maverick Brown, 3 points on that three-point play in the second quarter. And Nolan McCullough's got four. Peyton Miamba has three. So they've scored 26 points. And John Bedient is their leading scorer. He has 6 points in the first half. For Warsaw, Luke Bricker, five. Robbie Finlinson, 2. Carson Gould, 2. Luke Yeager, 4. And the leader is Brant Martin, who had 8 in the second quarter and has a halftime total of 10. We were tied at 11. Warsaw jumped out to a big lead. They had a 6-point lead early in the game. Penn tied it at 11. Warsaw built the lead back up to 7 at 23-16. But the Kingsmen scored the last 10 points of the second and outscored Warsaw 15-12 in the second period. And they lead 26-23 at halftime. We were tied at 2-16, and we had 4 first-half lead changes. Warsaw lost the JV game 40-37 to Penn. The JV is now 5-4. Kellen Bailey had 13. That's a season high. Tristan Wilson had 3 three-pointers and 11 points. Again here at halftime, 26-23. Warsaw trails at the intermission. We've got the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Next on News Now Warsaw. Well, how much longer you say? 5 minutes. So we still have 10 full minutes of halftime. So just wanted to tee back at the station. What we are going to do is we're going to do our stats like normal. Then we're going to take a Fox News break, right? We're going to do a Fox News break and then come back for the start of the third quarter. So here are the first half stats brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The Tigers were 10 of 17 from the field. That is 59%. They were 3 of 6 at the three-point arc. They did not attempt the free throw. Penn was 11 of 29 from the field. That's 38%. They were 3 of 10 from three-point range, and they made their only free throw attempt. You say, Raj, that doesn't hardly add up. How does that work? Well, Penn did not have a turnover in the first 16 minutes. Zero. Warsaw had 6, and it felt like 4, maybe 5 of them were in the last 2.5, maybe 3 minutes of that second quarter, and it also felt like Penn scored on all of them. Penn with 6 points off the Warsaw turnovers. Of course, Warsaw didn't have any because Penn didn't have any turnovers. The second chance points, 9 for Penn, none for Warsaw. The Tigers had 2 offensive rebounds, and Penn had 7. So you look at their misses. We told you they're used to getting 46% of their misses. And in the first half, they got 41%. So they got less than normal, but they got way too many. And they turned it into points on a regular basis. 7 points. And when you're in a three-point game at halftime, that's the difference. The points off the bench, Penn with 12, Warsaw with none. Penn played to a 1.23, Warsaw 1.09. Those are the first half stats brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. We're going to give you Fox News, and then we'll come back and start the third quarter of play with Penn leading 26-23 on News Now Warsaw.